here we go.
Back here inside the CN Center, Prince George Cougars collect a point, but fall 5-4 in overtime. We are now pleased to be joined by general manager and head coach of the Prince George Cougars, Mark Lamb. And Mark, pretty, I thought, loose play type of hockey game here tonight. You do collect a point, but fall in overtime. What were your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench here tonight?
Yeah, we didn't start on time. We weren't ready to play. It was nice to come back and get a point, but we were lucky to get a point.
Yeah. Would you look at this as glass half full or half empty, considering you didn't play very well, but again, your best period, which has been all season long, the third, you're able to get three unanswered goals. So how do you look at that? Is that glass half there, full, or empty?
No, well, it's either. We didn't play good enough, but it's... However you want to look at it, you got to be ready to start the game, play the right way, and we didn't have it for 60 minutes tonight, and that's something we got to talk about.
In that first and second period where things maybe not going your way, I thought your fourth line, like always, right, creating a lot of energy, obviously dropping the gloves, but really just getting the puck in, and I thought did a pretty good job here tonight. Maybe your thoughts on your fourth line again here doing their job.
Yeah, no, they always do their job. They come out, they create energy, they do whatever they can for the team. It was no fault of theirs, that's for sure. It's just our top guys.
You know, the point streak is up to 10. I know there's disappointment in this particular game, but I know you're anxious to get right back at this Spokane team, realizing that, you know, there's at least a 50-50 chance the way it looks now that you could be playing them in the playoffs.
Yeah. We could be playing these guys, and, you know, we just got to play better. That wasn't a good enough effort from our team at all.
Josh Ravensbergen in the pipes here tonight. I thought there were some weird goals, right? It looked like goals that went off your guys. I'm not sure how much you can really blame your goaltender. Made some really big saves down the stretch.
Yeah, no, at the start, a couple hit us, and it was one of those games where, you know, we were getting some chances. We weren't handling the puck. It was bouncing, and, you know, that's you just got to be ready. You know, that's we were a little lax, and that stuff happens. We're trying to sauce the puck into the net instead of being hard.
How concerned are you now that that's back-to-back games giving up five goals?
I'm not. Well, if you play like that, you're going to give up goals. You know, that's the thing. You can't play like that. And, you know, we got a point, but, you know, we're not going to beat it up, but we're going to acknowledge it, that's for sure.
Maybe your thoughts are on their side. I mean, you know, we've talked about it before. There are some elite players on that side, especially offensively. You get those guys getting odd man rushes. They got some dangerous guys over there.
Yeah, they got a good team. It's not like we just think that we can run over any team in the league. You know, you got to put your skates on and you got to play the right way all the time. And you know, I don't know, Cotton, he was double shifting tonight, and we couldn't seem to put a hold on him at all.
Rare time you decided to go to three lines in that third period, and obviously that was because of the situation. I'll get you to comment on that, and then you have to comment on Zach Funk. I don't know what more you can say about that guy.
Yeah, no, the Funker, he just keeps on going. You know, he got a couple goals, but it's all about the wins.
And what about the fact that you I guess there was left no choice being down 4-1 that you had to shorten the bench?
No, we're going after it. You know, that's for sure. When we get to that point, we want to close it out.
Mark, we appreciate the time. You're right back at it tomorrow at 6:00. Again, appreciate the time. Best of luck tomorrow night.
All right, thank you.
GM head coach Mark Lamb in our post game show. Appreciate his time as always. Shall we go through the scoring summary here tonight?
Why not? Right now, sure.
Cougars start the scoring 9:57 into the hockey game on the power play. Zach Funk, 57th goal of the season. It's just crazy to say that, hey? 57. Mm-hmm. Tarek Parasak, Hudson Thornton pick up the helpers there to make it 1-0 Prince George. The Chiefs tie the game at 11:04 and then scored a couple after. Chase Harrington, fifth of the season, assisted by Hayden Papanakis. The Prince George product scores, and